USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Once again, roll call in the House has led to Kevin McCarthy not being elected Speaker.
The California Republican failed to secure enough votes during the fourth round of voting on Wednesday. A faction of conservatives blocked McCarthy for a second day, saying that new leadership in the House is necessary. One of those against him is Chip Roy of Texas.
This country needs leadership that does not reflect this city that is badly broken.
One of those that was nominated included Florida's Byron Donalds. Then he also referenced House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries of New York, with Democrats nominating him for the role. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Byron Donalds of Florida spoke about being put forward.
My intentions is to make sure that we get a speaker elected and that we start this process. It may be me, it may not be me, but those are my intentions.
Ukraine is dismissing claims that cell phone use by Russian troops led to a strike that killed as many as 89 to 400 Russian troops. Moscow appeared to blame the newly mobilized soldiers for compromising their location Wednesday. Spokesperson for the Ukrainian Armed Forces said forces took advantage of Russian troops' inability to covertly deploy. More migrants will be sent to New York City by Colorado. Mayor Eric Adams says everyone knows what the city is going through, calling the actions of Colorado's Democratic governor unacceptable. He added the federal government needs to step up to fix what he calls a man-made crisis. The ABC sitcom Abbott Elementary and nonprofit Donors Choose are setting a new initiative that's aiming to get $1 million in the public school classrooms. Variety reports Donors Choose wants teachers to share a project for which they need funding and will accept donations for the projects in celebration of Abbott Elementary. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
A cryptocurrency exchange and financial regulators are reaching a $100 million settlement. As part of that, Coinbase will pay a $50 million fine for anti-money laundering law violations. The latest hit to the crypto world comes just months after the collapse of FTX. GM is America's top automaker. The Detroit car maker reclaimed the title after selling over 2 million vehicles in the U.S. last year. The crown was previously held by Toyota, down 9.6% from 2021. Roku is stepping into the field of producing televisions.
The company is rolling out its first line of exclusive Roku-branded smart TVs. They're set to hit the shelves in the spring of this year. The Roku Select and Roku Plus series TVs will be available in 11 models from 24 to 75-inch screen sizes. Prices will range from $119 up to $1,000. The announcement comes only a few months after Roku entered the smart home category by selling relabeled Wyze products under its own brand. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
A former teacher in Washington State has won a lawsuit over a MAGA hat. Eric Dodge wore a Make America Great Again hat to school training on multiple occasions and felt threatened by the school principal and others as a result. That led to a lawsuit, and the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in his favor last week, arguing he wasn't wearing the hat around students or in the classroom. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.